far that he's gotten the others pretty close to in line. And we're ready to move at any time. We have a little feeling it might be better to do it tomorrow than today.
All right, we'll just do it then, if that's your judgment. You just get, you get all the other boys together and tell Treasury or you or whoever's your coordinator, tell HOLC and FDIC, and we'll act tomorrow then, and just let me know when we ought to do it.
Yes, all right, fine. Well, we're ready to go.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better. I've had a little problem with that.
Well, that's what you caught down there. That's what you caught by going ahead and raising those interest rates before you came to see me. You caught this from me. I told you something bad going to happen to you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we had to pay for it.
You didn't have a gallbladder, did you?
Yes, I had a gallbladder too, you know.
Well, I'll be doggone. Well, I had a gallbladder and kidney stone and whole outfit, and I still have a little trouble with it.
Yeah, well, if I do as well as you're doing, I'll be all right.
I'm not doing very well. You going to be around, or you going to take off a little more time?
No, I'm going to be around now.
Well, then let's get together pretty soon.
All right, fine, sir.
All right, we'll get together. I want to talk to you about the whole outfit. You get the damned old back copies of Barron's and Wall Street Journal. You read up on everything you can find and come over and advise me, son.
All right.
Glad to hear from you, Bill. I'm awful happy you're feeling good. Now, Robertson's very nice, though, thank him very much, and thank you very much, and thank all the other fellows. They tell me you got a statistics man going up there. I assume he's going to say what the board says, that is, namely, that we need all the other help we can get right now.
Oh, yes, no question about it.
That's right. They see Wilbur wants to, some of these guys are telling him if they do anything, they'll get in a depression. And that the economy is not that strong, and that it's kind of petering out and so forth. And I just hope that this statistics man tells him he thinks it's going ahead pretty strong. I have told them, as soon as they'll give me these eight appropriation bills, and I'll send McNamara out to Vietnam and get his with Westmoreland and get their best estimate, and then I'll tell them what it looks like from the standpoint of the economy, how much we're going to put in it, and then I'll tell them what my recommendations are as to how to get that money. The budget this morning says that it can run anywhere from 2 to 7 billion over, depending on what Congress does. George Mahon says it's not going to run over 389 million over. I can't tell. As soon as they act on them, they'll act on them. I'll get McNamara out there, and then I'll come up, and I'm not so sure, but what, regardless of what Congress does with it, I oughtn't to say what I'm going to do with it just as soon as they get me the bills, election or no election. I think it might have a pretty good effect if I just said now, the Congress bills they've sent me is $3 billion over. McNamara says he needs $8 billion. That's $11 billion. I'm going to ask for this much money, which will raise $12 billion. And here's how I'm going to ask for it, at whatever time I can tell him that on the bill.
Well, I think that's fine. It seems to me that we're on the right track now, because the key to this is defense expenditures.
Uh-huh.
And it's been awful hard to make people understand that, but I think they're beginning to.
I maybe ought to let the press know it. I didn't, but I had all the cabinet plus two men from each department that handle their money. And I had them in last Thursday, and I told them to just go out of business. I said, every damn one of you been Martha Vineyard all summer, so just go back up there and quit spending any money from now till the first of the year, and I don't want you to even buy toilet paper. You just cut out your expenditures. Just stop it. Just stretch it out. Postpone it. Put off. Let's don't put a single cup of gasoline on this economy. Now, they said they'd do it. I don't know whether they will or not. I signed an order this morning freezing federal employment. And I'm going to not fill any vacancies. And I'm not going to let anybody hire anybody except defense and emergency things like the new program HEW. The rest of them, they got to cut them off. Now, I believe this will go to showing. I'm having trouble holding down my securities. Everybody wants to go out of the bond issue, buy, sell some notes, or sell some security. I'm holding that up as much as I can. And we had one at the Federal Land Bank. I don't want to. They got a bill repealing a 6% limitation on Intermediate Credit Bank, and I've been worried about that. I want to veto it, and I know that that's not the thing to do. I just hate to be the one to lift the ceiling, though.
Yeah.
But there's no ceilings on anything else. But from a political standpoint, it's bad for me to lift it. On the other hand, equity indicates that if there's no ceiling on anything else, you oughtn't to have an abnormal one here.
That's right.
Do you know about that legislation?
Yes, in a general way.
Would you sign it?
I think I would, Mr. President.
Don't have much choice, looks like.
It looks to me like you're pretty much, you pretty nearly have to.
I tried every damn fellow in the government. I can't find one of them recommend what I want. Thank you, Bill.
Well, nice to talk to you. Yes, we'll be in touch.
All right, you get a hold of these other agencies or tell Robertson, whoever does, to get them greased up to have theirs ready, and then let me know so we can all coordinate it, and I'll wait till I hear from him.
All right, bye.
All right.
Bye.